Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's Metal Shop here with Metal Church. It is an honor to have a couple dudes from Metal Church. They're going to be playing at the Tracyton Movie House, actually the Redwood Theater at the Tracyton Movie House in Bremerton, September 30th, alongside Sin Circus, alongside Greyhawk, an awesome Northwest showcase. We have Rick Van Sant and Steve Unger from Metal Church. What's going on, guys?
Hey, hey, good to see you.
Good to be here, man. Thanks for having us.
We also have Devin from Sin Circus.
How's it going, everybody?
Going good, man. So you guys are all going to be playing together on the 30th. And from what I understand, this is the only Metal Church Seattle or Washington State show in 2023. Is that right?
It's, yeah.
Yep, so far.
There won't be another show in 2023 around here, maybe 2024. We're getting down there to the end now.
So a lot has happened since we've talked to you last. And I think the last time I may have seen Metal Church, if I'm not mistaken, was freaking Amon Amarth and Suicidal.
Yep.
And Megadeth.
Megadeth tour, yep.
That was an epic tour to go on, right?
That was a great tour.
Yeah.
Being alongside all those bands, you know? I mean, we loved them all. And, you know, there's always been everybody says, you know, you got Dave Mustaine, you go, I can't believe it, you're going to go on tour with him. He's really tough. And, you know, so I'm all like, oh, man. It's like the first night of the tour, he came in with an arm full of booze, and he's like, all right, who's the drinker of the band?
Nice.
Everybody points at me, so he comes over, and he puts down like five bottles of different whiskeys, and he goes, all right, this is for you, man. Welcome to the tour. We're glad to have you.
That's awesome.
And he was awesome. Yeah. The whole band was awesome to us, the whole tour.
That's cool, man. Yeah. Breaking the reputation, right?
Yeah.
And Amon Amarth was great, too.
That's
awesome.
Great to hang out with.
Drinking out of their mead out of their horn.
Johan.
Johan, that guy's a character.
That's awesome.
they had their own beer, their own brand of beer. And
oh, that's cool.
It was really delicious. It was good stuff.
Nice. Awesome. Well, okay, so in 2020, Mike Howe, the former vocalist of Metal Church, the vocalist at that show, he passed away. And that's something I wanted to obviously mention. And RIP to Mike Howe, iconic voice of Metal Church for many years, and just what an awesome presence. And so just to get things started here, you know, when I say his name, what comes to mind? What's a good story you guys have of Mike that you'd like to share?
Oh, I'll tell you, you know, when we first rehearsed with Mike Howe,
Yeah.
Okay, I'd been in the band for a while with Ronnie Monroe as the vocals.
Yeah.
And we went into Badlands, and it's like, that's the guy. You know, it's like, you know, that's what's been missing. There's that voice right there. And, you know, he was just a pleasure to tour with. I mean, he was always, you know, up and just the, you know, the life of the bus. And, yeah, he was my walking buddy. You know, he'd always want to go out and parade around. And,
it's
really a tragic loss.
Your walking buddy. And how about you, Steve?
Well, you know, Mike was awesome to have on tour. He was, you know, it's crazy how it ended with him, but you know, none of us would have expected that because he was like the most chillax and zen dude that I think I've ever met in my life. Even when the world's falling around, you know, everything's falling down at one time, he would just be like, all right, guys, we just got to relax and work it out.
You know? Yeah, I remember watching interviews with him. He seemed really like that.
Yeah, that's how you seen him. That's exactly how he was. And, you know, it was just such a shock. I mean, when I got the phone call that, you know, that it happened, I was just, something's got to be wrong here. It can't be the same guy. I mean, something, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously it was him, so.
I guess it's proof that you never know. So
that's true,
you know,
man.
Mental health and everything, you know, let's help each other out and let each other know that we're there for each other and whatnot here. And right. Especially during the pandemic, you know, crazy times and everything. So, but you guys, you know, on an uplifting note, you guys have a new awesome vocalist, Mark Lopez.
It's actually pronounced Lopes, but we're going to go with Lopes.
My bad. Sorry, guys. I'm probably the 17th person to do that.
It's great because everybody says, we got Mark Lopez on the vocals now. And he just sits there and he's like, dang it.
Mark Lopes. Okay.
It's Lopes, yeah.
All right. I should have done my YouTube tutorial there.
No, that's all right. Actually,
we're the only ones that get to call him that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mark Lopes. Okay. So, you know, you guys put out a new record, Congregation of Annihilation. It's available now. It kicks ass. Been playing it a bunch on Metal Shop. And, you know, tell me a little bit about, and we talked about this off mic, but, you know, let's get it on the record. So how did you guys meet Mark and how did he fit into the band? And did you have to do a tryout or did you guys just know he was the one?
Okay, well, let's see. So our drummer, Stet Howland, he kind of grew up with Mark in the Boston area.
Awesome.
And so they'd known each other a long time. Metal Church was on a festival in Europe sometime. It must have been, it was obviously before the pandemic, so 4 or 5 years ago anyway. And we were out there just watching him, and I was like, man, this guy's an animal on stage, you know? And he's just so commanding on the stage and everything. And I was like, man, he's really good. And, you know, when the thing happened with Mike, you know, we had to give some time for the dust to settle.
I mean,
we couldn't just be like, hey, man, we got to find a new singer right now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, at the time, we didn't even know if the band was going to go on.
Kind of had to,
So the dust had to settle. And, you know, we had to decide how we're going to handle this. And, you know, we talked, we make phone calls back and forth to each other. You know, none of us, Rick and I are the only ones who live here in the Seattle area.
Yep.
So, you know, we talk to each other, you know, via phone, internet, you know, email, whatever. And it's like, we just couldn't let the band end that way.
Mm-hmm.
No. It couldn't end on that note. So we went on this expedition to find a singer. And Kurt Vanderhoof wanted to bring in some unnamed person and, you know, introduce somebody new to the scene. And I had already had called and talked with Mark and just asked him, you know, what do you think about this? Would you be interested? Do you want me to even bring up your name?
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, I'm already in.
That's
you know,
cool.
Let it happen.
Yeah.
And so Kurt had a younger kid picked out, and I heard the tracks, and he
that
seemed
guy was good.
He was really good. He could have pulled off musically. He could have pulled off the stuff no problem. But I kind of thought that you know we needed somebody that has you know. Some experience on the stage, somebody that's going to step in. Because Mike Howe's shoes are huge shoes to fill. You can't just put a greenhorn in there, and it doesn't matter how good he sings. He's got to
have the presence, the energy.
He's got to command the stage and front the band.
Yeah.
And So, Kurt's like, well, I got this guy. And I was like, well, that's cool. And he sounds great. But check this out. And I told him that I'd talked to Mark already. And he's like, really? He's interested in doing it? So I just put the two of those guys together. And then Kurt started sending him some of the scratch tracks of what we were doing for the new album. And he threw some ideas down on it. And, man, it just kind of took a life of its own. Next thing I know, you know, he's the guy we settled on. And so now we've been, the album's been out now for, 6 months now?
Well, we were kind of late getting it out. And it was actually written already. Kurt and Mike were going through the process of writing it.
Yeah.
But with Mark, his voice was so unique and different from Mike that it required some rewriting. Mm. And so, yeah, Kurt went to work, and he's fantastic at it. He can write a record in a month, a song a day.
Yeah.
And, with Mark, his voice being so intense and just really aggressive, we had to step up the game in order to match his talent.
Yeah, because Mark's much more of an aggressive singer than
sure.
Mike Howe was.
Yeah.
Even Ronnie Monroe. I would say even David Wayne. he's probably the heaviest singer that the band's had.
That's cool.
And it's kind of made us have to become a heavier band to suit his vocals.
Sure.
And there was absolutely nothing wrong with that.
He pushed you guys to the extreme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool.
No, it did. Mm-hmm. It did. And here we are. Now the album's been out, and we're about ready to head out on the, fourth leg of the U.S.?
That's race. Awesome. That's awesome. Nice. Yeah, well, and you guys just played Europe. You guys just played a few shows in Europe, a few festivals. Is that right?
The Festival and the Alcatraz Festival. Yeah, so
that's
it was Belgium
awesome.
And Denmark, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Cool so, summer.
It's always great to go over to Europe and play the festivals.
Man.
I mean, you're over there playing with all these other great bands.
Yeah.
And you're slipped into the mix, and you're just playing in between two of the favorite bands you grew up listening to. And, you're like right smack dab in the middle of them, And
the flyer just looks like your high school notebook,
Exactly.
Like, okay, let's go.
Exactly.
That's amazing. Again, the show is going down September 30th at the Redwood Theater. That's a Saturday, so you have no excuse not to go. And it is Metal Church. It's Sin Circus and it's Greyhawk, three heavy hitters in Northwest metal and rock and roll. Let's go into one of the songs, man. Let's go into Pick a God and Pray.
Let's do it.
So anyone want to say anything about this song?
It's fun to play.
It's fun to play. It's one that we're doing live. Buckle your seatbelt. Here we go, man.
Let's go.
Let's rock and roll.
It's Pick a God and Pray by the mighty Metal Church here on Metal Shop. It's so fitting. It's Pick a God and Pray here. Let's go.
know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Metal Shop here on The Rock, and we are talking to Metal Church, as well as Devin from Sin Circus, who is Steve Unger's son.
Yeah.
Who's going to be playing.
My firstborn right there.
That's awesome. You're going to be playing with your dad. I mean, how many times have you played with Metal Church? It's probably been a lot, right?
Well, we did a few different runs with them. We kind of doubled as the road crew for a couple,
okay.
Runs, and that's what helped us get a spot on the stage in front of them.
That's
and,
cool. Got to earn your stripes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was great. I mean, it was the biggest show Sin Circus has really played, at least one after the other.
Yeah.
So I really look forward to this one too, because I mean, I know Metal Church stuff is really good now, and it's going to be really fun to be able to share the stage with them again. And the fact that the bass player is my dad's also pretty cool too. It's kind of been a thing that I've always had in my life, being a part of the music industry and like being 5 years old and seeing my dad up on stage in front
of that's got to be so cool.
So many people, I was like, oh my God, dude, that's what I want to do right there. So I really love the fact that I get to do things like come on here and say my piece about Sin Circus and, how grateful I am to be able to do it.
It's been a while since we've had you up to KISW for Sin Circus. What have you guys been up to, man? And what's next on the radar aside from the September 30th show?
Okay, so yeah, we were in the studio and we were recording a whole new album. We've been kind of soft releasing the songs, one after the other online.
Yeah.
Doing things that way, trying to figure out the best approach for our level right now.
Sure.
And so now that we're kind of back to scheduling some more shows, especially worthwhile ones like this one,
mm-hmm.
We're gonna start opening up the books and really hitting the live stuff hard, because all the songs are recorded, they're all mixed and mastered, and so we can do the videos and release them as we're doing the shows.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons why I actually wanted to play the song that we were going to play for Sin Circus tonight, was because it was one that has not been released online yet, so it'd be kind of a cool thing to release it,
Absolutely. Here on KSW. Right, yeah, man. We're going to go into that in a minute. But before we do, that kid who your dad was in frickin' Metal Church. Dude, were you always a rocker? Did you always get it? Or did it take you a little while? You a pop kid?
Dude, I was in kindergarten and had long hair.
Oh, really? Okay.
and then my aunt, she's no longer with us, but when I was in kindergarten, she had like a limo company. And so
cool.
Just because of convenience, she'd like drop me off to school sometimes, and the only thing that she'd have available was the limo. So I'd like a t-shirt,
okay.
Like boots on and like long hair, and like people would look at me like I was a weirdo because they just didn't understand what was happening in Puyallup, right?
Straight up rock star walking out.
Yeah, but like to be able to grow up with somebody in the industry like that. I was also able to meet a lot of cool people.
Yeah.
You know, I got to hang out with, you know, like Paul Stanley from Kiss when I was like 5 years old.
No big deal. No big deal.
Wow. I wish I would remember it more. I was really young at the time.
Yeah.
Looking back, I'm like, dang, I wish I remembered more of that. But I know it happened and it was cool. And, you know, among others, you know, we got to do things when Sin Circle was first starting out, you know, play Vince Neil's after party and stuff like that for because of friends.
That goes, what, till 6 a.m., 7 a.m.?
It was a pretty fun show. It went pretty late that night.
Yeah.
But, you know, I always grew up on the older stuff. And then cool. As I started playing guitar and getting halfway decent at it, at least, you know, got into the newer stuff, the newer bands and things like that. So it's a love I've always had for sure ever since I even started playing music.
All right. Well, let's go into one of the songs, right? So we're going to go into Sin Circus. And this is a song that's never been played and never been heard outside of the Sin Circus family. Is that right?
Yep. And I actually do the lead vocals for this song too. There's only a few songs on the album that I do the lead vocals on, and this is one of the two. So it'll be fun.
Well, let's go. It's Sin Circus, The Disease. You can catch them opening direct support from Metal Church and Greyhawk. It's going to be an awesome show September 30th at the Redwood Theater at Tracyton Movie House. Tickets are going fast. It'll probably, you know, it will sell out, so I guarantee you need to get your ass over there. September 30th, take the ferry if you're in here in Seattle like me, or just, you know, drive across the Tacoma Narrows Bridge. Get yourself to the Redwood Theater September 30th. Right now we're going to play Sin Circus. It's The Disease. Horns up. We'll be right back. You just heard Sin Circus, The Disease, a brand new premiere here on Metal Shop, and they're going to be playing alongside Metal Church, alongside Greyhawk. But Metal Church is the name that we all know here on Metal Shop. It's just this iconic metal band from this Northwest area. You guys are, you know, right now the two members that are holding strong to the Northwest. And you know, being that this is a Northwest show, you know, over 40 years of Metal Shop on KISW, when you think of, you know, Northwest rock or metal, what are your favorite bands, you know, whether it be a legendary band or a band that, you know, people might not remember?
Obviously for me, you know, just personally, the new bands that are coming up, Sin Circus is my favorite band.
There you go.
But, you know, coming up through the 80s and 90s, like Alice in Chains, you know, I was a kid and we were rehearsing in the same building that Alice in Chains did. And, you know, they would come in, and before they were Alice in Chains, I think they were called Phoenix and then Diamond Lie.
Okay.
So that was in that time era.
Yeah.
You know, it's when Jerry Cantrell wore spandex and had hair out to here, you know. And we would do shows with them.
Awesome.
Places like the Tacoma Event Center and such like that.
So what band was this that you were doing?
My band would have been called Crystal Tear or Tears or one of those bands. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I was just in high school.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's kind of crazy because this is how that show is kind of how I became a bass player.
That's cool.
Yeah, because I was a rhythm guitar player for the band. And then one day our bass player walked into the room and our lead guitar player got up and punched him in the nose. And I was like, what's happening? And he's like, oh, that guy's been sleeping with my girl for like the last 3 months. And so I was like,
classic. Well,
hit him again. So this was like 2 days before that show that we were going to do with, I think they were called Diamond Lie at that time.
Okay.
And so, you know, at that time, I was just a kid, man. I was like, dude, we got to do this show.
Mm-hmm.
And so this management company that was working with us, they're like, well, Steve, looks like you're playing bass.
There we
and,
go. You know,
and I'm like, I don't have a bass. I don't have a bass amp, and I've never played the bass. And they're like, well, by the end of the day, we're going to have you a bass amp and a bass guitar, and you got 2 days to learn how to play it.
Nice.
And so I ran out there, and we did that show.
Okay.
And
Forged in fire, dude.
Man, I stepped out there and like the whole building shook as soon as I started playing, and I was like, man, my guitar didn't do this.
Yeah. That rumble.
So yeah, you know, I fell in love with playing the bass that night,
That's cool.
I've been playing it ever since.
Nice. So you'd say Alice in Chains, one of your favorites?
Yeah. And I mean, God, we played a bunch of festivals with those guys, you know, I won't say recently, but you know, in the past, pre-pandemic, we did, I think it was... Oh, what was it? I can't even remember what festival it was, but it's always great to go out and, you know, we play and then we get to go out and walk around the festival grounds. We get to watch other bands, you know.
Absolutely.
And
be amongst the flock of metalheads.
Exactly, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes you blend in and sometimes people recognize you, but, you know, it's just great to blend in and sit there and remember what it's like to be a fan.
Absolutely.
And then to look up on the stage and see a guy that, you know, you grew up with and you used to practice with and all that kind of stuff, you know, up there just kicking butt and doing their thing. And I mean, all you just feel proud that, you know, you were part of the scene, you know. And it's great to see bands like that, you know, that came right out of this area.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And how about you, Rick?
Okay, so as a kid, I was a big Hendrix fan.
Yes, absolutely.
And so kudos to Randy Hansen, who was just taking that. And, I mean, I remember playing a gig. It was at Astor Park, which isn't there anymore. It used to be the Trojan Horse. And they had this, I'd say 40-foot diameter circle dance floor. And it was sunk down. You had to walk down 3 or 4 steps to get to it. And there was a railing that went around the whole thing. And there was steps that go down. So there's breaks in the railing, right? Randy Hansen's in the middle of a solo, and he jumps up on the railing, and he walks it like a tightrope.
Wow.
While he's soloing. And he's not looking down. He's looking at the crowd. And he walked all the way around.
Wow.
And when he comes to the break where the staircase is, he just jumps over to the other side, keeps going.
Crazy.
And if I was to try to do something like that, I would break my neck. I would fall, for sure. I mean, if I was to try to play the guitar with my teeth, I'd break my fillings. I'd bonk my head. There's just no way I can do that kind of thing. That's not the kind of guitar player I am, but I really, really like that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but you got cooler hair, so.
Yeah, that's
there you go. There you
and
go.
Then I took a break for a while and, you know, had to concentrate on work.
Yeah.
And got picked up by Metal Church. And that's when I found out about Nevermore.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. it's like,
oh, R.I.P. Worrell Dane.
And yeah, I thought this Godless Endeavor was an absolute masterpiece. And, you know, just it don't get better than that. So
talk about guitar god Loomis, dude. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's with Arch Enemy.
Right? Yeah,
we just played with those guys.
Oh, there you go,
at the Jailbreak Festival. Yep. Yeah, I walked in. I'm like, "What's up, dude?" He's like, "Hey, man,
that's awesome, man. That's awesome." Two yeah. Northwest dudes out over in Europe, man. Mm-hmm. Where was Jailbreak Festival?
That was in Denmark.
It was in a really cool, like, old World War II prison or something.
Wow,
it was actually in a jail. It was pretty cool.
Damn. Yep. That's awesome.
And I think that was the second year that festival's been in existence. So
cool.
I hope it catches on because that was cool.
So far, you know, and it doesn't have to be one that you guys have put into your, you know, set list or anything, but just your personal favorite on the new album. And Steve, we can start with you. What's your favorite?
Oh, man. That's really
pick
a tough
your baby.
One.
Pick your favorite kid.
Yeah, I know exactly, right?
Yeah.
What's the other one that you were suggesting? When we play
Eat the Muffin.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like we're singing Eat the Muffin, but we're not. We're actually singing. What are we singing?
Me the Nothing.
Me the Nothing.
Yeah.
I think that's probably one of my favorites because it's just kind of like this. It's like a big festival anthem type song. And it just kind of resonates with me.
Nice.
But there's not really a song that I dislike on the album.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is a good problem to have. And, you know, when we were choosing what songs we're going to add to the set list, it was really difficult because, you know, it's like, you know, like you said, picking your favorite kid, your house is on fire, you can only save two of them. You know, what are you going to do?
I think My Favorite Sin has got a really good chorus that could be a hit. You know, there's Another Judgment Day, there's a Congregation of Annihilation, the title track. You know, we're probably going to have to add some of these to the set. But,
sooner or later, we're going to put new stuff in. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, we have a 60-minute or 90-minute show, and there's only so much stuff that you can put into that amount of time, and you still have to connect with the crowd. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, every time we put a new one in, that means one of the old classics that everybody knows and loves has to go.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise we got to pick and choose and, you know, rotate the newer songs in and, you know, not do the same set every night. But, you know, it's a good problem to have when the band's got so many good songs, you don't know what to pull out, you know?
It would be, and I'll just say, like, you guys have a storied history as a band, a lot of albums. It would be easy to get up there and play the hits and just kind of, you know, rest on your laurels, but you continue to churn out new albums and new music and push yourselves to the extreme. Your new vocalist makes you guys go a little heavier.
Right.
What inspires you guys to keep, you know, working on new music and keep pushing yourselves?
Well, I think that, you know, I mean, when you're a musician, it's inside you and you have to have a release and, you know, there's a lot of bands that do. They put one or two, three albums out, and then they tour on those things for the rest of their lives. Yeah. I mean, there's bands in the 80s that are still out touring on the albums they put out in the 80s, you know, and that was a long time ago.
Who we're talking about.
Yeah, you know, I don't even need to name names, but and there's nothing wrong with them. I go see them when they come to town.
Yeah.
I'm probably friends with most
good
of those
songs,
guys, you
right?
know? And they're great. They're legendary. They're timeless. But I personally, for me, I think that without doing new, fresh stuff, I personally start feeling old.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like the repetition of it is like, oh, man, I got to do this again. Played this song 10,000 times, you know. And it just adds excitement to what we're already doing. It just takes it and just adds an extra element to it for us. And it's a whole nother release that we get to do, you know.
Absolutely,
and to see fans actually loving it and eating it up like this last album is you can't even explain the feeling that you get from that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and the last thing you want is for Steve to start feeling old.
No,
it just brings the whole band down. He starts turning up.
Exactly.
I'm gonna turn up anyway. But
so, you know, before we go, and again, you guys are going to be playing September 30th at the Redwood Theater at the Tracyton Movie House. That's in Bremerton, alongside Sin Circus, alongside Greyhawk. Tickets are available now. But before we go, what musician or band made you fall in love with music as a kid? You know, what was your first thing that was?
Oh, God. It'd be my dad.
Awesome.
He was like a concert pianist slash
wow.
rocket scientist. And my first memory was.
Wait, seriously? Slash rocket scientist?
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he would play the piano. We had a hardwood floor. And I remember crawling over to the piano and lying under the piano on the hardwood floor.
Wow.
So that I could, it was like standing in front of a Marshall stack
yeah.
or something.
That's really special.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you knew it was coming because he'd have these, like, quiet little intros.
That's so cool.
It's like, oh, gosh, here it comes. Yeah, I'd crawl over there.
Do you listen to a lot of classical music?
It's in my blood.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm afraid, you know, I don't listen to a whole lot of music now unless I have to play.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you have to practice every once in a while.
Yeah.
You have to remember Steve's parts, too.
There you go.
Hey, show me that part real quick, would you?
But your dad is what brought you into the world of music. That's awesome. And Steve, how about you, man? First musician or band or anything that, you know, made you fall in love with music?
I grew up in a house where my parents listened to Elvis.
Okay. And, I saw your belt buckle.
Yeah, man. Well, I've been an Elvis fan since I was a kid. And that was actually my first concert. I got to see him in 1975 right here in Seattle Center Coliseum.
Cool.
And I was like a six-year-old kid standing out there like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And so I was Elvis growing up, and then I discovered Kiss.
Yeah.
And then I opened up Kiss Alive 2. I was like, oh, my God, that's what I'm doing right there.
Yeah.
I got to have fire. I need blood. And I got to grow out my hair.
Give me the makeup. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, I don't need the makeup.
But
maybe I do now. But.
That's awesome, man. Some classical and some Kiss. Mix them together. We got Metal Church. Let's go. Again, Metal Church going to be playing September 30th at the Redwood Theater at the Tracyton Movie House. And thank you, Devin from Sin Circus, for debuting a new Sin Circus song.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. So any final words before we go? You know, anything, speak your piece before we head out here and get ready for this show?
I just say, hey, man, we're Metal Church. We're out stomping the world right now.
Yes.
We'd love to have you come out and see us at the Tracyton Movie House Redwood Theater gig. It's our hometown show. It's the only show that's going to happen this year here in the Northwest. So love to see everybody out there and, you know, fist in the air. And we're going to come out, and we always do. There's one thing that I should probably say. At the end of the show, about 10 minutes after the show is over, we hang out, and we come out, and we do a meet and greet.
Cool.
We don't charge anybody for the meet and greet.
Yeah.
We think that we owe it to the people. You
That's
know,
awesome.
It's like without you people coming to the shows, without you people buying our albums, you know, without you people wearing our shirts and, you know, things like that, we'd be, you know, probably digging ditches. So we really appreciate it. And this is our way to give back to the people, you know, and we've all agreed and decided we are not charging
That's
anybody
cool.
to come and meet us, you know.
Yeah.
So come see the show. Come meet us after the show. We'll sign, take pictures. We'll do anything, man. Well, not anything. Almost anything.
You hear that, Devin? Your dad's not going to charge you to meet him. That's amazing, dude. Okay, so again, September 30th, guys, we're about out of here, and thank you so much for coming
All
up.
Right,
and again, September 30th, we'll see you guys there.
All right, thanks All right. for having us, man.
Cool job. Yes.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.